Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Investigators are still sorting through details of a mid-air collision between a U.S. Army helicopter and an American Airlines plane that resulted in 67 people aboard both aircraft being killed. The crash occurred before 9 Wednesday evening in some of the most tightly controlled and monitored airspace in the world, about 4.8 kilometers south of the White House in the U.S. Capitol. In an AP interview, aviation attorney Robert A. Clifford talks about what some of the biggest lessons are following the collision.
The need for enhanced communications between air traffic control and all aircraft that are in using the same space. We know that the Reagan Airport is congested. We know that it has limitations to it because of its proximity to the Capitol. We know that necessarily there are military aircraft, but there should be an immediate halt to the use of helicopters to allow it to commingle with the commercial air traffic that is going in and out of Reagan.
One air traffic controller was responsible for coordinating helicopter traffic and arriving and departing planes when the collision happened, according to a report by the Federal Aviation Administration that was obtained by the Associated Press. 3 more Israeli hostages and 5 Thai workers are back in Israel after being freed as part of the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports there were emotional reunions, but their liberation did not go smoothly.
Israelis were riveted by the scenes of this third hostage release. The scene was chaotic as thousands of Palestinians surrounded the cars transferring the hostages, jeering and pushing. Armed Hamas gunmen struggled to control the crowd. In response, Israel temporarily delayed the planned release of more than 100 Palestinian prisoners, including some serving life sentences. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. Visiting Spain this week, NATO Secretary General called for members to boost military spending in the face of the threat from Russia. Spain spends the least on defense relative to the size of its economy among alliance members. As Henry Ridgewell reports, U.S. President Donald Trump has singled out Madrid for failing to meet the NATO target.
Madrid spent an estimated $21.3 billion on defense last year, 1.28% of its gross domestic product, despite a 2014 NATO pledge to spend at least 2%. NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte traveled to Spain and Portugal this week and gave this warning.
The goal of 2%, now set a decade ago, will not be enough to meet the challenges of tomorrow. The threat from Russia may seem distant, but let me assure you, it is not.
Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Spain is committed to reaching the 2% target by 2029. European allies, in particular Spain, are braced for further demands at the next summit due to be held in The Hague in June. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Rwanda-backed rebels who have captured eastern Congo's largest city say they plan to take the rebellion to the capital and seek to gain political power. This is as Congo's leader has called on young people to enlist in the army to help fight the rebels. A crucial meeting of neighboring countries has asked the Congolese government to talk with the rebels. Meanwhile, Rwandan President Paul Kagame said his country will deal with any confrontation from South Africa after 13 of its peacekeepers in eastern Congo were killed. U.S. federal agents have stepped up immigration-related arrests in several American cities as part of President Donald Trump's pledge to crack down on undocumented immigrants. VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports from Chicago.
White House border czar Tom Homan was in Chicago observing federal law enforcement efforts. In an interview at the White House on Wednesday, Homan explained to VOA that law-abiding immigrants in the country legally are not the focus of the crackdown.
This is all a government approach to look for criminal aliens throughout the United States. We're going to hit every city in this country and arrest those that are in the country legally that have a criminal conviction.
On Wednesday, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling said at least 100 people were arrested in the latest immigration enforcement actions across the city. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Chicago.
U.S. President Donald Trump says his 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico are coming Saturday. He said the moves could include tariffs on oil from those countries. Trump said his decision will be based on whether the price of oil charged by the two trading partners is fair. The threat of tariffs relates to stopping illegal immigration and the smuggling of chemicals used for fentanyl. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.